Aether and Dark Saga presents The Damned Caravan.
Where are we going, sir? I have duties I need to attend to.
You can get back to your menial tasks when we return to Vanguard. For now, we are going to pay a visit to my brother. Don't worry, it's within the city limits. If you look over there, can you see the roof?
The one with the missing tiles, sir?
Yes. I'll have to have a word or three with him about that. You know, he could have lived in our family's manse. A fool gave it up for, well, for this.
Well, the city life isn't for everyone, or so I hear.
That may be so, but keep your opinions to yourself. Is that understood? The last thing he needs is confirmation of his foolishness. Come along. Argilus! Open up, it's Bowen. Eileena? I'll check around the back. The girls are likely sleeping.
Sir?
Is he there?
The door is unlatched.
Stepping through the doorway, the pair are greeted by an empty home. Chairs without occupants, table unattended, not a soul in sight.
Something is amiss here.
The sound of wood cracking pulls his focus as the faint embers of the fire hide beneath pale ash, near ready to snuff out. He steps forward, his hand reaching down for the hilt of his longsword, as a noise from above begs his attention.
Stay where you are. Block the entrance. Draw your blade. Argilus, it's Bowen. Are you here, brother? If anyone is here hiding, now is the time to make it known. I am of the Order, and you will find no quarter should you think to fight.
We're upstairs, brother.
Visibly relaxing, Bowen slides his blade back into its sheath, heading over to look up the wooden staircase in search of his brother.
Are you coming down? Why is it so quiet? The fire looks like it's about to die out. You need to get Eileena to fetch some wood. Just wait here, Osforth. Take a seat.
As you say, my lord.
In fact, stoke those embers. There is a chill in the air.
Come, Bowen.
Where are the girls? I have dolls for them. They're from Ancyron.
The Knight of the Order's boots squeak upon the polished floorboards of the upper level. Thick curtains hide the interiors of each room, acting as makeshift doors. A strong stench of long-dried sweat mixed with another familiar scent assail his senses. He nears the master bedroom and pulls back the curtain.
Shh! They're sleeping.
Argilus! What's going on here? Are you hurt? What? Who?
Rushing to kneel beside his nieces, who lay broken and bloody upon the master bedroom floor, their throats slashed open, their eyes removed, blood pooling around them.
Shh!
Brother! What's happening here?
Hush now. All is well. All is as it's meant to be. This was a test, Bowen. Come, eat with me.
It was only then did Bowen see his brother's hand. Crimson from fingertip to elbow, he clutched a chunk of flesh. A chunk of flesh which had been raggedly torn away from one of the corpses before him.
Ilena is not as tasty as the girls. They are so soft. Stand, beast!
Osvaf! Osvaf! Valak! On the doorway now!
What?
Do as I say, boy! Why? Argilus! Why the girls? Why the girls? You didn't burn it, did you? I told you to burn it!
The scroll. Oh, no. It is the word of gods, brother. Such secrets it holds. Such power. And it's mine. Mine.
Sir, I did as you asked. Oh, by Galador. Go! Tell Grandmaster Torvinson. Tell all you meet not to come here. Go, fetch the order now. At once. Go! Why? Argilus, why?